Have you ever noticed how couples who deeply love each other can suddenly find themselves trapped in cycles of criticism and emotional distance? The revolutionary insight at the heart of Till Stress Do Us Part is that it's not your relationship that's the problem. It's stress destroying your relationship. When we're stressed, we literally lose access to crucial relationship tools like affection, humor, and problem solving. Our brains cannot function in relationship-enhancing ways when our nervous systems are in survival mode. Some of us become agitated like a king cobra, others withdraw like an opossum, while some immediately think of escape like a fearful deer. Most importantly, these stress responses aren't rational. They draw on stored experiences and often misinterpret neutral situations as threats. Under chronic stress, we become flooded and dysregulated, struggling with impulse control and awareness of others. We become self-focused, less cooperative, and find it nearly impossible to compromise, even on small differences. One of the most insidious relationship stressors is the unequal distribution of mental load, that invisible work of not just doing household tasks, but knowing they need to be done. This burden often falls disproportionately on one partner, creating resentment and exhaustion. While one partner simply gets dressed and heads to work without worry, the other simultaneously juggles childcare arrangements, household management, and work responsibilities. This constant mental juggling creates stress that erodes relationship satisfaction. Couples must acknowledge this imbalance through honest conversations about who carries what cognitive responsibilities. They must also recognize how they manifest Gottman's four horsemen of relationship apocalypse: criticism, defensiveness, stonewalling, and contempt when stressed. These communication patterns predict relationship failure with remarkable accuracy, but can be transformed through specific alternatives: describing observations rather than attacking character, validating rather than counterattacking, taking breaks rather than shutting down, and pausing before expressing disgust. When couples cite communication issues, they're actually experiencing stress loops that hijack their nervous systems. Whether facing a predator or relationship conflict, your body undergoes the same survival response. Blood rushes to muscles, heart rate increases, and endorphins release to numb pain. Your focus narrows to survival alone. Research shows that when heart rates exceed 100 beats per minute during conflict, productive communication becomes physiologically impossible. Taking breaks during heated arguments isn't avoidance, it's creating necessary conditions for productive conversation. Though these reactions are instinctual, humans can develop awareness and self-soothing techniques to remain cooperative under stress. Practical interventions include tracking heart rate to identify when you're physiologically flooded, practicing deep breathing exercises like box breathing, 4-second inhale, hold, exhale, hold pattern, and listing physical and psychological stressors to gain clarity about what's happening in your life. The goal isn't eliminating all stress, but recognizing when you're dysregulated and taking steps to return to a state where connection becomes possible again. While society emphasizes self-regulation, co-regulation actually forms the foundation for developing these skills. Research shows romantic partners significantly influence each other's physiological stress responses. Holding hands reduces pain perception, and partners mirror cortisol levels. Co-regulation occurs when someone with a regulated nervous system shares their calm state with someone dysregulated. Like parents soothing babies through touch and humming, couples can calm each other through intentional presence. The wisest approach combines both thinking and feeling, what dialectical behavior therapy calls the wise mind. Couples in their emotional mind make decisions that feel good momentarily but cause long-term harm, while those stuck in their rational mind avoid risks and dismiss emotions. When couples learn to combine both minds, they become emotion and solution coaches for each other. Practical co-regulation techniques include speaking softly, relaxing facial expressions, dropping shoulders, and practicing belly breathing together. Wise mind statements connect rational thoughts with emotions. I'm feeling overwhelmed by this conversation, and I know we need to figure this out. Unlike our ancestors who completed stress cycles through physical exertion, modern stressors often leave our responses unresolved, requiring activities that signal safety to our nervous system.
Many couples experiencing sexual difficulties during stressful times blame themselves rather than recognizing stress as the root cause. Stress impacts sexuality both mentally and physically. Research shows chronic stress reduces sexual satisfaction, with women experiencing decreased genital arousal and men facing erectile difficulties. Continuous cortisol production from chronic stress lowers testosterone in both sexes, directly affecting libido. Stress also makes being present during intimate moments difficult, as our minds cannot focus on pleasure when feeling threatened. Stressed individuals often withdraw, creating a cycle where one partner feels disrespected while the other feels rejected. The solution is approaching these challenges as a team rather than personalizing them. Emily Nagoski's concept of sexual accelerators, things that turn you on, and brakes, things that inhibit desire, helps couples understand their differences. Remember that intimacy extends beyond sex to include emotional intimacy, sharing feelings safely, intellectual intimacy, learning together, experiential intimacy, shared activities, spiritual intimacy, experiencing awe together, and physical intimacy, cuddling, touching. These alternative connections strengthen relationships when sexual intimacy becomes challenging. The pandemic forced couples to confront hustle culture as structured lives halted. Many initially found new ways to stay busy before facing the impossibility of doing it all. The stress of maintaining appearances while navigating crises damaged connections, eventually leading many to stop chasing external validation and refocus on their struggling relationships. Donald Winnicott's concept of the good enough mother extends to all aspects of life. Perfection isn't required in jobs, friendships, or partnerships. Despite societal pressure to excel everywhere, choosing enough transforms family life. This might mean prioritizing time together over career advancement, choosing financial security over lavish vacations, or accepting that some areas will be messy but fundamentally okay. When facing uncontrollable circumstances like illness or loss, couples need both internal and external loci of control, acknowledging limitations while recognizing where power remains. This balanced perspective fosters compassion and effective problem solving, helping couples address suffering from a place of empowerment rather than bitterness. It also establishes meaningful coping through practices, deep breathing, journaling, exercise, routines, daily self-care, and rituals, activities carrying deeper significance. Connected couples treat their relationship like a business by scheduling weekly meetings when both partners have energy. These meetings should include sharing appreciations, discussing successes, giving feedback, addressing agenda items, and selecting issues to solve together. To systematically address stress, create three categories: shedding, eliminating unnecessary stressors, preventing, creating systems and boundaries, and adapting, developing strategies for unavoidable stressors. Most people resist shedding despite its relief because we're conditioned to believe we should handle everything. Preventing involves establishing clear systems, like Eve Rodsky's Fair Play card deck, to define ownership of household tasks. Adapting requires accepting reality, taking responsibility for your response, and using healthy coping skills that complete stress cycles. By addressing stress systematically, couples create space for true partnership, patience, kindness, humor, play, curiosity, and shared dreams. While nothing can completely shield us from life's challenges, we can build relationships strong enough to weather them together. The question isn't whether stress will come, but whether your relationship can withstand it.